A little early to the book review today. Very good morning to Anne Els.
Good morning.
Paris 7 AM is a novel by Lisa Wieland.
That's right. And it's very unusual. It's about the poet Elizabeth Bishop. And she kept meticulous journals for, you know, virtually all of her life, except for one year, and that was 1937, when she went to Europe for the first time. And there are gaps in that year. So what the writer's done, she's taken the known facts about her life. She starts a little earlier. She graduated from Vassar in 1934, and that was the same year as her mother died. And her mother died in a mental hospital. Her father had died suddenly very young, and her mother, it's unclear, of course, that there are so many cases where women were, you know, immured in a mental hospital for just like postnatal depression or something. So you're never quite sure what the truth was, but she stayed there for the rest of her life. She had threatened to kill Elizabeth. And so the girl was handed round to grandparents and then to an aunt and never really mothered at all. And so, yes, so this, as I say, this coincided her graduation and her mother dying. And a couple of years later, late 36, she goes off to Europe for the first time with a friend whom she desires but who doesn't really seem to desire her back. And there's a terrible accident. They hire a car, there's an accident, and the friend who was a painter has a hand severed in the accident. Elizabeth Bishop's reaction to this is very complex, as portrayed. And this is fiction, but she is basing it. All those things happened. And she has other friends in Paris at the same time, and she's introduced to the bohemian and often lesbian circle of famous women operating then, Sylvia Beach, Natalie Barney. And they stay in the apartment of an older French woman who lost her own daughter when she was 19. She kind of takes Elizabeth under her wing, and she's obviously seeking a daughter, as it were, and Elizabeth seeking a mother. It's all very complex and doesn't really work in many ways, but it's a fascinating link. And then comes the invented bit, because this is 1937 and people are engaged in getting people at risk out of Germany. And Clara is involved in a network which is smuggling Jewish babies out of Germany. And she carries Elizabeth off because she needs someone to help her with twins that have arrived. And there's a very extraordinary expedition into the French countryside, and it's very misty, and they're on a river, and it's incredibly beautifully written, but at the same time there's this frightening backdrop to it, and Elizabeth's caught up in this and does what's required of her. As I say, that is actually imagined, but it's extremely well done. And then progresses and she gets back to America. She later on lived for many, many years in Brazil with a Brazilian woman partner. She inherited from her father, when she was 21, so she never actually had to work until in her 60s and she started taking university positions. So she was able to do this. And of course, as a poet, she is famously... what shall I say? Her production is extremely low. The number of poems and volumes on which her stellar reputation rests is actually quite small. And indeed, she has a poem called Paris 7 AM, which is where the title comes from. And one of her major characteristics is reticence. So and the poems are not overtly personal at all, really. And so making her come alive, which she absolutely does, and especially living in her head and kind of showing her reacting to things, it is an extraordinary feat that I think Lisa Wieland's accomplished. I found it absolutely gripping. It's all in the present tense, and it conveys an incredibly complex and interesting person who is extremely credible as the poet she later became.
It was the word I was seeking was credible, because yeah. it's an interesting exercise to undertake,
yes.
to imagine real life experiences based on what? Based on some factual knowledge
yeah.
of a person's life and also their writing. It's
yes.
it's ambitious, and
it's
extremely
ambitious.
It could end up being...
Yeah, some reviewers have felt she didn't quite pull it off, but others have very much thought that she did, and I found it quite extraordinarily compelling and credible, and kind of giving you a real, well, certainly a credible picture of what she would have been like at that very, very early stage.
How important also was the environment into which she, in real life, did go, and... Again, does the influence of that era and the women of whom you spoke earlier, is it credible also with,
yes.
with respect to...
Yes, she is...
A
she
dull
is,
backdrop would not have worked.
No, she is exploring, obviously, her own sexuality, working out who and what she is. She's struggling with alcoholism, which in a way she seems to drink to numb her own extremely vivid, strong responses to the world around her, and she obviously is someone who never really was mothered in a way, and she's struggling with that as well. So I think it really works on an extremely skilled level.
I wonder if it also represents the life choices of women of means in that era.
Yes,
because
yes.
there's the conservative straitjacket.
Yes.
You know, expected life. Interesting, though, with her parents both dead.
Yes.
And then there is the more liberating, unknown creative path. So it perhaps helps illustrate, as I said, the paths that some travelled
yes.
and some didn't.
And it shows you her interacting with various women mentors, for example, the poet Marianne Moore. And it just, the era, she called her Miss Moore for years. It was only when Marianne Moore herself invited her to call her Marianne that years later she did. But that was an extremely important friendship. And obviously she is kind of... you know, country, well, naive American come to town, but the world she can see out there is it's puzzling and confusing, but also very attractive.
Thank you, Anne. Sounds like you're recommending it. Paris 7 AM is by Lisa Wieland. It is published by Simon & Schuster, and $34 is the price I have as the recommended price. Thank you very much to Anne Else for the review.